This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And after a year of noticing that every Sunday this doctor did that, I said, Bruce, I'm really touched by the fact that you go to the trouble of bringing Kevin to church with cerebral palsy. And I said, isn't that a burden? He says, no, it's my ministry. Isn't that interesting? Where did he get that? Kingdom. He's a kingdom man. And he said, there are so many people in the church, Randy, that would really be put off and uncomfortable dealing with a person with cerebral palsy and dealing with the wheelchair and dealing with the ins and outs of getting him in the van and getting him into church, etc. He said, I'm not uncomfortable with it in the least. And so he and his wife, every Sunday for the 6 years we were there, brought Kevin to church. And I want to suggest to you, because Jesus Christ was the Lord of his life, he was a kingdom man and she was a kingdom woman. Let's look at a second passage. It's in Luke 17, beginning at verse 20. Once, on being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus replied, "The coming of the kingdom of God is not something that can be observed. Nor will people say, 'Here it is,' or 'There it is,' because the kingdom of God is within you." The kingdom of God is within you. That may be one of the most important things to realize, is that we don't come on Sundays to the kingdom and say, here's the kingdom. The kingdom of God is in you. And it doesn't come by observation, meaning if your child has a fever, the doctor may say, watch to see if the fever spikes. There are observable signs. There's not that kind of thing with the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is within you, period. Full stop. That's what it is. The kingdom of God lives in you because Christ is the Lord of your life and sits on the throne of your life, hopefully. What are the things that are observable in your life that reflect the kingdom of God? Think about that. When somebody's around you for a day or two, maybe a week, what observable signs are there? This guy's different. This woman is different. She's not like everybody else. I want to suggest to you, it's not a personality quirk or strangeness about you. It's the living God that lives within you. That's observable. If the kingdom of God, according to Jesus, is within me, it means that every time somebody comes in contact with your life and my life, they sense the Spirit of God, whether they know what to call it or not. They don't have to define it. They don't have to make comments about it and editorialize about it. They just see something different about him or about her. What's different about your life? Some of you probably heard David tell this story, but years ago, it was not uncommon, particularly in the 1800s, for missionaries to load all of their belongings in the U.S. in a box the size of a coffin. Now think about how depressing that would be. You put everything you own in a coffin. Maybe that's where it should go for some of you. I don't know. That's a joke, by the way. You can laugh. And they would take that to the mission field, wherever it was. And some of you are one step ahead of me. You know where this is going. When they would die, their body would be put in the coffin and shipped back to the U.S. or wherever. You talk about a statement, a kingdom statement. Everything I own is in this coffin. And when I leave this place, I'm going back in this coffin, dedicated to the kingdom of God, not to a cause, not to a local church, but to the kingdom of God.
Well, this message given in Stuttgart, Germany, will continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.